group of strangers receive a mysterious message from an old friend from a planet of synthetic life. When tragedy strikes, these intrepid heroes, or should we say intrepid investigators, must solve a murder in Metal City. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this neon-tinted noir mystery.
The name's Tim. I'm wearing the shoes of Dexter Rain, a shameless, a gumshoe, pounding the pavement in the guts of striving, looking for trouble. And sister, trouble always finds me.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Vaz Salty, a snarky medical drama actress.
I'm Rue. I use they, he, or ze pronouns, and I'm playing Whose Bows Are Lit Within, Bows for short, an inflorescent Kizar Solarian, who's a ray of sunlight from the chilling depths of the ice wells.
I'm Jocelyn, and I'm playing Together in Electric Dreams, a contemplative technomancer seeking the spark of life.
I'm John, and I'm playing Zabi Fregolarius, an elder skittermander with a penchant for explosions.
And I'm Alex, and I'll be playing Patsy Van Dyne, a rat about town with her nose in everybody's business.
And now, on with the episode. All right, I've got my two fingers of scotch. Let's find out what's on the wire. Previously, our intrepid investigators met for the first time in a restaurant, Downgrid Striving, called Analog, where they quickly learned that they all had something in common. An Anasite egghead named Tier 99 Professor. When the prof failed to show up for dinner, the party began to snoop around and discovered a pre-recorded holovid from Tier 99 asking them to solve his murder. Just then, a laser shot came through the window. Is some gunsel out there trying to plug our intrepid investigators? Let's find out. I realized as I was saying that possibly the phrase Ray Gunsel would have been more appropriate, but then what the heck I was talking about. Anyway, there you are in the dining room. Tier 99's holovid message just concluded with, I think I've been murdered. This laser beam comes through the window, through basically the holovid's sort of head area, and sort of scorches the back wall. As you're standing there looking, you can see a hovering drone just a little bit outside the window, which was clearly the source of the laser beam. And then it kind of like shimmers and goes in some kind of stealth mode. What do you all want to do?
Hide.
Okay.
I think Patsy immediately dives for cover under the table, like self-preservation instinct kicks in.
That's fair. It goes into stealth mode in what sense? Like, does it just turn invisible, or
basically, yes, it just cloaks itself.
All right. Well, I can't really if I can't see it.
Yeah. Did I get enough of a glimpse of this thing to try to recognize this thing? What type of drone it might have been?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, you might have just been able to do just that. So this is, I'll tell you, I'll just sort of lay it on the table here right now. This is the start of a chase scene. But basically the first part of this, the first obstacle in this chase scene is figuring out what the heck just happened.
Yeah.
You can give me like a crafting or a computer's check. You can identify what the drone is and be able to sort of like narrow down what sort of stealth signature it might have so you can follow it.
15.
That's great. No, that's perfect. You recognize it. It's a sort of a fairly standard model Abalon spy drone. It was kind of, you know, three pronged with the hover jets on it. Clearly it was a modified laser attached to it. And you realize that modified laser, because it's, not part of the standard package, probably leaves a little bit more of a different heat signature that you could begin to track if need be.
Mm, okay.
If you wanted to follow it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So when it fires,
yes.
Dex dives for cover and then rolls around and pulls out his piece like next to the window like this and does the whole.
Yeah.
Dodging back.
Patsy is taking it back.
Yes.
So,
you know what?
Do we have Like, yes. One action right now, basically. That's what we're doing.
Basically, yeah, you're just sort of making skill checks. I'm going to go through everybody and see what okay. everybody wants to do in this instance. Okay. Well, you know, Tim, why don't you give me like a perception check then, as you're by the window. Sure. Maybe you spot something.
Secret or out in the
open? No, you can do a normal one.
Okay. Let's see that.
Ooh.
Oh, looking great. Wow, that's actually a critical success.
I got eagle eyes. Yes. Wow. Eagle eyes, I say.
Wow.
Yeah, you got those eagle eyes. So as you sort of get to the window and you're looking out, you basically kind of like, there's a bit of a faint fog kind of after the rains here. And there's some clouds sort of lingering. You know, you're on the second story. These clouds are kind of lingering around here, and you can kind of see swirls of these fogs as something is moving through it, something small, something possibly drone shaped, moving down and away from the restaurant.
Okay. Is it moving fast or
it's running moving
speed or?
It's moving. You might be able to chase it, you know, you've got to get downstairs and whatnot, but there's a chance you could catch up to it for sure.
Is there a fire escape?
Not here, I think. This is
that's not noir enough.
Maybe when you're in an apartment.
It's okay. Is there a railing for the stairs that we can all slide down instead? I mean,
I tell you what, you could, if you want to be dramatic about it, you could go to there's an outdoor balcony where some Barathu businessmen are clearly just sort of like planning a merger, wah, wah. And you could leap off that balcony onto the street below.
Okay. Is that like an athletics check?
No, I'm going to say you do that because it's more exciting if you just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you,
man of action.
Can I take an action before you leap away, Dexter?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Alex.
Never mind. I can't take the action that I was going to take. So I think I will... Man, this is not how people...
moment, sister.
In the bond, really, is an issue. so just let him jump off the balcony.
I think what I'm going to do as Dexter's like rushing out this balcony is I first check if any one of us actually got hit by these shots.
Smart.
No, it was pretty clean. Okay. You can see the scorch mark on the far wall underneath like an old sort of actually analog picture, you know, photograph of some android.
Huh. Who is this android and what is the relevance here? Anyway. no.
Just window dressing. Just window dressing.
Yeah, just. All right. Well, in that sense, I look at Dexter, who is now about to basically jumping out off of the balcony after this thing.
Yeah.
And I just go, well, I mean, look, I'm not a real doctor, but like, don't just run off by yourself after a shooting thing. And I speed off after him.
Sure. Do you also leap over the balcony or take the stairs?
Like yeah, sure. Normal? I also leap over the balcony.
Oh, love it. Yeah, well, yeah, action yeah. drama. All right. Who's Bao or Electric Dreams? What are you doing?
The first instinct that Bao's has when Patsy like dives under is to immediately go to like protect her because clearly she is the most like endangered person like essentially because Bao's has been a like a guide for research trips they assume automatically that because Patsy is hiding under the table this drone must be here for her.
And so okay, that makes sense.
They have chosen to protect Patsy, so Bao's is just kind of like whatever you are doing, going to like sort of shield in front of you as best as possible between you and this drone.
Love it.
Okay.
Cool. Jocelyn, what about you?
Dreams says, "How very antisocial," and casts prestidigitation on the scorch mark on the wall to take it off.
That's so good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, makes sense.
I have a thing that I would actually like to do as I sort of look with kind of the beginning traces, perhaps, of some hard eyes at Dex jumping valiantly into into action. I will look up and bow and say, "Why, thank you, that's so kind, but I really think that we should follow them. But perhaps not that way." What I would like to do is I would like to just sort of hop out on the balcony, and I would like to use my knowledge of the city, specifically my striving lore, to just kind of figure out like which direction they're going and figure out like if we just go down the stairs like normal civilized people, how to catch up with them.
Right, yeah. So here's the situation with Dexter and Voss sort of like on the street level. It is a busy street, like we kind of are looking at here. There are people crossing, right? And you've got to kind of get across through. They've got to kind of get through this, not just people crossing, but also vehicles moving by. And the drone is heading sort of across the street, basically. So from up here, you can, you know, use your striving lore to like maybe point out, or, you know, and follow them along. So like, you know, if you want to, yes. But basically I'm saying yes to that.
Great. Love that. Let's see how this goes for me. I will roll a, 18 total to just kind of predict and just like map a path to them.
Right, yeah. You can get downstairs and you can kind of like, you know the flow of traffic well enough that you can kind of like maybe even predict when there'll be enough of a gap for people to kind of move through it, essentially, right?
And I'll sort of take whoever's left and sort of be like, follow me, I know the way, and I'll toss a cred stick on the table on my way up.
Oh, right. Very fancy.
So it's this got like was five a creds on it, don't worry about it.
This is a hover drone, right?
Yes, it was hovering, but it, yeah.
Okay, so everybody's kind of doing their running and couple people jumped over the balcony. I'm going to activate my magnetic levitators and run after it, basically hovering above the ground.
Oh, nice. So,
at its level. Amazing. So over traffic and stuff. So that's a single action.
That's a level one item? Jeez. Yeah, fair.
Well, it's one of my abilities. Okay. It's part of my modify ability. Modify your armor to act powerful magnets in your armor that propel you off the ground. Your base land speed gains hover. And if it's hovering, I can hover.
Okay. Yes. Hover specifically, though, it's basically meaning like you don't have to worry about difficult terrain. You should have to be kind of close to the ground.
Yeah.
When I say a hover drone, I was, you know, it has a fly speed. You don't.
Oh, it's flying. Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't but hover that's higher. But
still, you can't hover as high. You can hover maybe like a foot off the ground. But that means difficult terrain is not a problem for you when you do that. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
However, it's cool that you sort of like, you know, hover your way down the stairs. You're all sort of gathered down here. I'm going to go to, back to Voss here. You kind of leapt down. You're also faced with this sort of, you know, you guys haven't fully made it across the street yet, let's say. So if there's any sort of, how do you want to get through the traffic or help people get through the traffic yourself? You know, you can, do some acrobatics or athletics if you're a physical type or, something else. Feel free to propose a skill.
Let's see. I could acrobatics through myself. But instead what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start yelling at people to get out of my way.
save that for a minute. Boom. This is more like more car traffic.
Okay, this is car traffic. I got you. Yes. I got you.
There might be more crowd traffic that you can yell at later.
Okay. I unfortunately can't yell at cars to get out of my way. That is a little more
Not with that attitude.
Most of the vehicles here are completely like automated and they're not going to answer to yelling. Right.
I can't believe first level androids can't cast stop all cars.
I know. What is this? Gosh. All right.
Acrobatics check.
I will try to be adept through the crowd instead.
Just kind of dodging some cars and whatnot.
Yeah. It is an 18. Yep.
18, very good. So you're basically sort of maybe you're acrobatic enough that you can like get ahead of some cars and kind of like know enough to stop them enough to help other people start getting across the street as well. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You sort of like maybe even jump on a slide across a hood and are
definitely
blocking a sensor so the car comes to a stop. And I think Bows, I think let's have you make a skill check as well. As you're down here with the rest of the group, because you haven't taken an action for this round.
I like now that I'm here on the ground level while the cars are going across each other, can I make a piloting check to see if I can like gauge
how long it is till the signal changes and if it's if we should wait.
100%. Yes.
Who waits for traffic? Come on.
I am a tree. I am not very fast. All right. Let's see.
Sorry. Walking mangrove tree.
Yeah.
Did that work? Foundry, please.
Hasn't rolled yet.
Okay. Let me hit it again.
Don't forget about the confirmation button.
Oh, maybe I was hiding that. 1 second.
Again, yes, it's just a bustling intersection. Cars and some hover cycles and whatnot are just sort of speeding through. And as there's enough of a waiting for that possible pause in the traffic to time it just right so that everyone else can finally get on through.
I'm just going to manually roll because it's not sure. Pulling up the thing for me.
Not so. Doing a thing? Fair enough.
Yeah. There we go. Oh!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Natural one!
Well,
would you like to hero point that?
Yeah.
Before I tell you of the consequences. Or I can tell you the consequences and you can decide.
I love a little danger. Tell me what the consequences of this one are.
Well, the consequences are is that you get a little bit hit by a car.
just a little bit.
a little bit hit by a car.
Yeah.
My car.
The insurance report is, how did you hit a tree in the middle of town?
Yeah.
In the middle of driving.
Yeah, in the middle of driving.
Wait a minute,
you're saying you're seeing an android slid over the roof of your car and then you hit a tree? Ridiculous.
You're going I'm to gonna... take 4 points of bludgeoning damage unless you want to reroll it.
Okay, I'm going to use my hero point and see if I can't rectify that.
Yes, well, just as a reminder, your hero points are, well, it's not going to matter for this roll with a 19.
Irrelevant.
Yes, definitely excellent. You have a flash of a moment where you and maybe even Patsy or someone else following you is going to get hit by this car. And then you stop, you know, and it zooms just right, just barely scraping your bark as it zooms by. And then, whoosh, you all head through. Last through this sort of bit on the other side of this busy street, as you can just barely, thanks to Zabi? I can't remember.
Zabi.
Information about the sort of the type, you're kind of like able to just barely sort of all notice this sort of like shimmering in the air as it sort of cuts through the fog and murk of the city. You're able to keep chasing it. It, of course, moves through a crowded marketplace now, right? And it's sort of basically hovering over everyone's heads. It's just skirting by. But here you've got essentially just a crowd of people milling about, you know, walking slow like some tourists might do. Other people standing in front of electronic stalls and vending machines trying to, you know, buy things. And it's just a mess of people. We're basically in sort of round two of this chase. I think, Rue, you were the sort of last act. I want to do this from now on as a kind of you nominate the next person to make a check. Whoever goes will nominate the next person until we can do everybody.
Yeah. I think I want to check in with what Dex is doing because Dex was sort of the first person to start going like full speed after this. So great. I want to see how he's doing at the front of the chase.
Okay. All right. Dexter, what are you up to?
Did I manage to not have to deal with all the traffic then?
No, basically, yeah, because you're sort of like with everybody else alongside everybody moving in kind of a group. You didn't have to worry about the traffic.
Okay. So now we're hitting a crowd?
Yeah, a crowded marketplace street, essentially. So almost not quite a full, like, festival, but you know, it is a block or two long, this sort of marketplace.
Okay.
It's not blocking a regular street. It's basically kind of a side street that is just for this marketplace.
Okay. So,
and it's beeping and booping and robots and other sorts of life forms everywhere.
Okay. I'm just going to try to move on through.
Sure.
Can I use maybe an intimidate check
yeah.
to get people out of my way? Like,
get out of my way. Yeah. Love it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try that. Let's see here. And
it's most people don't seem to bother with you, unfortunately. You're shouting and just trying to shove, and you're just they're crowding all about you, preventing you from moving forward. Mm. So, Tim, tell me who's next in this.
I think we'll Zabby, because he's
Zabby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can clear the crowd here. Okay,
I'm gonna
unoccupied space. I'm gonna look for like a trash can or something that's like away from away from people, and I'm going to deploy mine. I'm going to use my non-lethal ability to make it non-lethal. I'm gonna explode a mine in a trash can up in front of us to get people away.
Oh my god!
What's your Oh gosh!
I think it's 30
Let's
feet.
Let's just bomb the street.
We are 20 minutes into the second episode, and we're already throwing bombs.
Yep. This is what I do. Come on, we gotta clear the crowd. It's like a flashbang.
There are people here.
It's not gonna hurt them.
It's gonna hurt them. It'd just be non-lethally.
Yeah, it's not gonna kill them, but it will hurt them.
I'm putting it away from. It's more. Kind of like a loud noise distraction kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not trying to.
Maybe you're
to
not setting off a full
crowd.
Bomb.
Yes.
Maybe you're not setting off a full bomb so much as you're just kind of making a loud noise or a small fire.
That's what I'm trying to do.
So give me a crafting check, or unless you have engineering lore or something.
No, I have explosives lore, which I happen to be have assurance in. So I will take a 17 for my explosives lore.
Blink. Blink, blink, blink. All right. Okay. So you know enough.
You get to pick a lore. I picked the explosives lore.
Not to hurt anybody. Just make a loud noise. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Boom. Blam. People are looking. There's just enough people sort of backing away from that for you to kind of make a little bit of progress forward. All right, John, tell me who's next, you psychopath.
I want. Patsy knows everybody. So I'm sure this is going to help.
Okay. Yes.
Right, great. I would simply like to have nothing to do with this. But the thing is, Patsy is a woman of grace and class and taste. I would like to propose that I attempt to use society to just sort of move through this crowd, like unbothered, right? Just sort of do that thing that some people can do, where just the crowd sort of parts in front of them, right? And just sort of try and like tell everyone to get behind me and just like follow me.
Right. Just because of your force of personality.
That might work better. Yeah,
exactly.
Give me a society check.
Despite the fact that I am probably fully the shortest member of the party.
It doesn't matter.
That's right. It's all about how we carry ourselves, and how we carry ourselves is approximately a 9, which I'm assuming is not a success.
Not going to be a success. There's no repercussions for this. It's not a critical failure, so you don't have to worry about that.
But counterpoint. We have a wonderful Keeley rule in place, so I'd really love to hear about this.
We'll see what you get, and we'll remind you. Well, not gonna, at this point, because it's way better.
20 total. I just sort of part the crowd in front of me.
Indeed, yeah,
people coming through.
You barely even need to say anything as you move through the crowd, and some people just almost instinctively step to one side. All right, Alex, give me a nomination of who has yet to go. We have Jocelyn and Isis still.
Jocelyn, what's Electric Dreams doing?
Dreams is sort of lackadaisically flying behind everyone and is rather concerned at the loud noises and the commotion. But, you know, just flying around. Would you like an acrobatic check or something else?
Yeah, acrobatic sounds great. You just sort of weave your way through completely unbothered by the crowd as well.
All right, here we go.
Oh, so close.
Terrible. Again, you know, hero point if you want, but also, you know, there's no repercussions. Not a critical failure, so you just don't make any help to make any progress forward. People are just kind of like, it's too crowded, bustling you, bumping you, kind of thing. You know, they don't really, they're not bothered to get out of your way.
Okay.
Nope. What was that?
Oh, go for it.
Okay, I was just wondering if you wanted to, you're going to keep that role?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, then I think Isis. Actually, no, Isis and Rue haven't gone this round. So, Jocelyn, which of those two should
go ahead? Isis.
Isis.
All right. What do you
want to do to get through this crowd?
Voss starts yelling, "Oh my God! There's a bomb! There's a bomb! Everybody, everybody, leave!" That just starts.
Now, everybody leave!
Yeah, everybody, get out of here.
That's not entirely untrue. So are you using deception or are you using intimidation or diplomacy? How are you?
I was going to use intimidation, but diplomacy is also acceptable.
Fair enough. Right. I mean, since it's not untrue.
Yeah.
Trash can I'm not lying to them.
I'm not lying to them. I'm telling them there's a bomb. You all need to run. What are you doing here?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Get out of the
way. Give me that roll. There you go. Indeed, there's enough of a panic from that to have the people sort of part way a little bit more. For you get to the end of this street market and continue to follow the sort of shadow of this drone. And of course, the next place it goes through is a construction site. There's metal barricades. there's some sort of half-built, you know, built.
Oh, I can clear
the
that.
Foundations of the building. Some.
I feel like it's like a Naked Gun episode, right? Yeah. Just keep continually getting worse and worse and worse.
The girders are you know, just some girders and some construction equipment. Now, obviously, not being currently built because it is nighttime. But this tiny drone is able to kind of weave through most of this stuff, whereas, you know, some of these gaps are not necessarily big enough for any one of you to fit through, for everyone to fit through, let's just say. Rue, you haven't gone this go, so what would you like to do here?
I have a couple of questions. One, yes. We can kind of see, like, the outline of this thing, right?
It's like, like a faint shimmer in the air as it passes through, like, smoke and whatnot.
How far away is it?
It's kind of I would call it like 40, 45 feet ahead of you.
If I know, like, because chase sequences are a little bit different.
Yes.
Would I be able to both move in some way and make an attack if I got within 30 feet of it, or is that too many actions for a chase scene?
Well, and in terms of what am I thinking? Like how would you be moving? That's the question. Is basically that would be the skill check to get the sort of chase point to move forward. So you wouldn't necessarily be catching up to it, but you would be moving everybody forward with that skill check.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I guess my question is more, if we are ever within 30 feet of it, would I be able to attack it or no?
I'll say, yeah, if you all can catch up to it, essentially, right, in a round by getting the right number of chase points before the kind of round ends, then you will have caught up to it, and then we can kind of like turn into possibly go into a sort of combat mode, or, you know, maybe it's
perfect,
easy to kill, whatever, you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
So every time there's an obstacle, that kind of resets.
Perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to like check my. Yeah. Like rules and action stuff there. Thank you, Jason. Okay, so I'm going to, like, I'm used to walking and I'm used to leading people and kind of dealing with people walking in ways that are not the most ergonomical. Can I make a survival check to just kind of like trailblaze my way through the crowd, essentially?
We're in a sort of an empty construction site.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was still in the crowd.
No,
so
no, we got to the end of that sort of like street side market, and now we're sort of moving through this construction site to chase after this, you know, after this drone. So we're looking at, you know, maybe jumping, athletics, or
I was gonna say
labor lore.
No, unfortunately, I have life sciences lore. not necessarily useful yet, but I'm gonna like use an athletics check then and just sort of like bound myself through the construction site, try to like not using an ability to like actually like not actually using a Solarian ability, but you can tell that right now I'm graviton attuned.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like
love it.
Heavy moving forward.
I mean, you could even maybe even just like smash through a wall. You know,
That's what I'm going for. Exactly. Never mind.
No. Ow, that hurt.
Oh, my word. The second one. There's less chance of you getting hurt here. There's no. The construction equipment here is not operating at the moment. So you more or less just kind of like stumble a bit forward, trying to find your way through this mess of construction equipment. All right. We're going to keep that sort of same order from last time. So we're going to move on to Dexter.
Okay. So we're still making our way through this?
Through the construction site, yeah.
All right. I will... kind of want to use... It's not enough of an... It's not a fast thing, so I don't think it's going to work. I was going to use computers to try to like move the construction equipment out of the way, but I think I'll just do athletics.
Okay. I mean,
because that's like, hold on while I take out my hacking.
You'd have to take a moment.
So I'll just go ahead and do it in athletics to try to move through this.
There we go. Great. Indeed, you sort of leap over some barricades and sort of you know, blaze a trail a little bit for everybody else. Zabi, we're up back to you. What do you want to blow up this time?
I think there's too much stuff that might fall apart if I blow it up, even with a shape charge. I'm a little concerned. Unless there's something. Well, no, it's other people's property. I've gotten in trouble for that before. Can I use acrobatics to try to kind of climb through, swing through stuff?
Yeah, do some parkouring.
I'll do some evasive parkour here. And
your six limbs.
Yes. And I'm really good at that.
Prince. Yes. Yeah. Indeed. It is a sight to behold, as this little blue fuzzball is just sort of bouncing around like a rubber ball from like point to point to point. The rest of you are able to sort of, you're keeping an eye on it as you get ahead of everybody else, Zabi, is this shimmering shape of a droid continues to move through the city. You're able to keep an eye on it enough that when everyone catches up to you, you're able to sort of spot at turns essentially down a sort of a, not a tunnel really per se, but you know when there's all that sort of scaffolding next to a building, it turns the sidewalk almost into a little tunnel.
Right.
So there's like scaffolding above you and to the side, and the building is off to your left, and it kind of darts down and it's getting a little closer to the ground there, and it begins moving through this tunnel. And as the lot of you sort of like begin moving through it, suddenly there's these bursts of sound and light and sensation as all of these sort of like hollow ads come to life, and they're close to you know, basically they're all sort of concentrated in this weird tunnel. It's almost like hollow graffiti. The posters on the walls there on the side of the scaffolding sort of like light up and come out and say, "Buy this now." There's a hollow vid Zo who's like, you know, check out my new show. That's not my best Zo impression. I believe we're up to Patsy here.
Yeah. Well, this
it's all
is,
very distracting. As you're in basically, how are you going to keep wits about you and not lose this drone and all this noise pollution?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had I had a thought, which was when you said the drone was going into a dark tunnel, I have dark vision. I will simply use perception, but I feel the dark vision is actively an impediment in this moment.
Dark vision isn't light sensitivity necessarily. It's just
true.
You just see everything in black and white. If you want to use perception to sort of like, just like, not like, just sort of block out all these ads and keep your mind focused on the drone, you certainly can.
I could do that, but actually what I would like to propose instead is utilizing thievery to just kind of try and turn a couple of them off.
Love it.
And maybe, you know, that'll help out other people if just like they start blaring in my face. Yeah. Like, I know about your upcoming shows, though I care not for it.
Yes, indeed, you were just over there and kind of switch a couple off. One of them is about to like, clearly it's about to like mention some sort of it's coming up, and the rest of the group hasn't seen it, but like some semi embarrassing infosphere purchase that you recently made. It's about to recommend something similar to that, and you're like,
no!
I'm stopping that right off.
I did not consent to sharing those cookies.
Well, they got them anyway. That's how they get you. We're on back to Jocelyn. You again, sort of, you know, this tunnel's not very long, and there's just a little bit more of these hollow ads blaring in your face. What do you want to do?
I do short out a few more of them to make it less annoying.
Thievery as well.
Computers.
Oh, computers. Computers works great too.
All right. Let's try.
It's not the best roll, but it is enough for this particular skill check on this and this, because these are computer generated things, so you're able to kind of get in there and kind of like shut the rest of them down. The tunnel goes boom, and you're able to see the end of the tunnel, and just at the end of the tunnel the drone is sort of zooping out, as it moves out and sort of up, you can't help, and you and the rest of you sort of emerge from the tunnel, you can't help but notice that there's now a weird flock of these drones, just sort of like maybe delivery drones for food services and package services, kind of swoop in, and this thing kind of blends in with this entire this sudden surprise flock of drones. Voss, we're up to you. What would you like to do?
So there's just a whole bunch of drones, and it's hard to kind of...
Yeah, they're all kind of... And they all look kind of vague. They're all identical to each other, and you're not really sure which... If this thing had decloaked, you might not be able to tell which was which.
Okay. Let's see here. Why am I... Gosh, what do I even do against drones? I guess I'm in this case just going to just try and use perception and just keep my eye on this thing and just follow it, perfect. Tracking.
Yeah.
Let's see if you want me. That is a 12.
Ooh, no. That's good. No, that's again good for this. You're able to kind of like peer and figure out the right one, which is kind of maybe lagging behind. And this is where we get to Bows. I think at this point you are close enough. If you want to use a Solarian at range strike, I think it was what you were about to go for it, right? Voss points it out.
As I see it, being the envoy that I am, and I realize Bows wants to shoot this thing, I'm going to yell, "Hey, get that thing! Shoot it now!
Get that thing!
Get that thing! I will attempt to get that thing." Second. There we go. Oh wait, that's sorry.
That's
a nat 20. Yes. You take a stance, tell me what your solar flare looks like.
Bows is a inflorescent Kizar, so there are flowers growing all over them. And hence
what you're wearing.
Yeah. And so like one of those flowers blooms, and that bloom is a solar mote that they then pull out and sort of like toss like a whip at the drone. And I would like to use the ability that on a critical success, I can attempt to trip using athletics, yeah, yeah, even if I'm not adjacent to the target.
Give me an athletics check.
Nice. Yeah. Let's go.
It's okay. Yeah. I don't, 100% if that's it. It's not. Well, here's the thing. You did basically, I'm not even having you roll any damage for this critical, but it's a critical hit. And I think that it is, that is enough for you to, like smack one of the engines, essentially, right? I don't know if it's one of its hover, one of its propellers, right? Shorting it out, it decloaks, and you kind of yank it downward a little bit, but you don't have full control over where it lands, and it kind of crashes to the ground just up ahead and in an alley.
Perfect,
just out of sight.
Well done.
We're out of the chase.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
We caught the drone.
You basically caught up to it, essentially, but it's now just sort of, it's crashed up, you know, crashed sort of out of sight up ahead of you in this sort of like alley, which there seems to be a little more sort of mist or smog or fog around this particular part of Striving. It is definitely clearly, we've chased this thing far enough away from the sort of nicer area where Analog is to a kind of a low rent part of the city.
Oh, I've been here before.
Maybe you have.
I haven't.
It went down the alley. I don't know if it's still running.
We should probably run in there and check before it, in case it is, because then it'll escape again.
Yeah.
Dex has his pace, right, and he makes his way to the alley.
You all sort of like step into the mouth of this alley, which has a sort of a trash can fire kind of burning real close, and there's a parked hover vehicle that clearly the hover engines have been like stripped out of. It's just sort of sitting there on its frame, and up at the and just sort of right next to this sort of trash can fire, the drone is crashed and is clearly non-functioning, sort of near the edge of this vehicle, there's this thick plume of smoke. So clearly some kind of condenser here, atmospheric condenser, is gone awry. It's like a thick, almost like fog. And from that fog, you hear a voice echo as you step into the mouth of this alley.
Well, well, well. Look who's coming to take in our territory, boys. Looks like someone don't respect the smog barons. We'll have to show them a little bit what for, eh?
And a couple of little other voices.
I beg your most gracious pardon.
And I think with that, we'll end this episode.
All right. Cliffhanger again.
Another